Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Good morning, everyone. With me now, the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in New Jersey, State Senator Thomas Kane Jr., locked in a tight race, according to the polls, with the Democratic incumbent Robert Menendez, appointed by Governor Corzine, in one of the most important races nationally for control of Congress. And the Republicans do think Kane can buck the Democratic tide in New Jersey and win. The National Party has reportedly sunk millions of new dollars into the Kane campaign for TV commercials, even as it pulls funding from races it thinks are lost causes. Senator Kane, good morning. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning. It's great to be with you again, Brian.
Let's begin with the newly relevant issue the New Jersey Supreme Court has inserted into the race, equal rights for gay couples. What's your position on the ruling and the idea?
Well, I support the traditional definition of marriage being the union between one man and one woman, but I certainly support civil unions.
The difference, as I understand it, between you and Senator Menendez is that you both oppose legal gay marriage, but you would go so far as to support a constitutional amendment to ban it, and
on
he
the
wouldn't.
State level.
Is that correct? On the state level.
On the state level, I support a definition of marriage between one man and one woman. I believe that marriage is a state's rights issue, and it's better determined on the state level. But I think given the Supreme Court's ruling and the closeness of the ruling, that's appropriate that we have an amendment on the state constitution to define marriage between one man and one woman.
Is that too hard line for moderate New Jersey? Polls show a slim majority supports gay marriage.
I believe that marriage is defined as between one man and one woman. It's my belief.
But are you saying that if you're elected U.S. Senator, you would not vote for a U.S. constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage?
That's correct, because I believe that marriage is an issue that's best determined on the state level.
So only on the state level.
Yeah.
All right. I want to play you a clip of Senator Menendez on this program earlier this week. Every chance he got, he listed four main issues that he's trying to emphasize against you. Here's how he put it on one occasion.
The reality is if you're wrong on your support for the war in Iraq, if you're wrong on voting against embryonic stem cell research, wrong on voting against the minimum wage in New Jersey, wrong on supporting the president's privatization of Social Security, all the money in the world can't help you win an election with those positions.
So you heard the four. You want to pick an issue?
Well, certainly. Bob Menendez is going to do anything and say anything to distort from the fact he's under federal criminal investigation. I support embryonic stem cell research and have voted that way every time I've had the opportunity. I oppose, in fact, I've done it three times in the last 18 months, support stem cell research. I oppose privatization of Social Security. Bob Menendez knows that. He voted to raid the trust fund six times, a practice that Daniel Patrick Moynihan called embezzlement. He now wants to give Social Security benefits to illegal workers, and he supports raising the tax on incomes related to Social Security, at which level can be taxed for incomes as low as $34,000. So Bob Menendez is distracting from that record. I've been clear on where I stand on the issue of Iraq. I think that this administration has made horrendous mistakes and that Donald Rumsfeld should resign or be let go because we need a new direction in the war in Iraq. But Bob Menendez is doing anything he can to distract from the fact that he's under federal criminal investigation. They used his office to personally enrich himself, and the fact that he's not been an effective advocate in Washington, D.C. for the people of the state of New Jersey. We
let's,
get 55
let's,
cents back for every dollar we send down to Washington, D.C.
Let's,
he failed us on Homeland Security funding, and it's about time, as we saw in the New York Times article yesterday alone, where they said that as Bob Menendez brings money back, it's all too frequently his aides and allies who profit off of federal monies coming back into the state.
The article in the Sunday Times. I want to go over, and my guest is Senator Tom Kane Jr., running for U.S. Senator now from New Jersey, Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Let me go over with you a few of those things a little more slowly, one at a time. On Iraq, is Menendez correct when he says he wants to transition out of Iraq, you support the president?
Of course he's not. Bob Menendez has a fringe position on the war in Iraq. In fact, Bill Clinton called his plan impractical. Hillary Clinton voted against the Kerry Amendment, which is what Bob Menendez is now trying to adopt as his own, and he voted against the troops when they're in harm's way. And I believe that Secretary Rumsfeld should leave because of the mistakes that have been made in Iraq by the
administration. So you're saying Menendez is wrong and has a fringe position for wanting to pull out with a timetable, but you're saying Donald Rumsfeld should resign. Does that leave you against Rumsfeld but with the president?
No. It says that the president has made serious mistakes as commander-in-chief in this war, and the problem is that Bob Menendez's approach is not a serious policy solution. Nobody thinks it's realistic. Senator Clinton, President Clinton, and John McCain and I all share a similar view that we want our troops out of harm's way as quickly as humanly possible. But a immediate timetable is unrealistic. It could cause a humanitarian crisis. It could lead to a terrorist haven. It could lead to a failed state in the Middle East. Obviously, the responsibility for the mistakes in Iraq falls at the president's doorstep, and he should be held accountable.
So
the focus is, how do we get our troops out of harm's way as quickly as humanly possible without leaving Iraq to fall into sectarian violence? And Bob Menendez's approach is clearly unrealistic.
What's your approach?
My approach is that we need to have start at home with a new Secretary of Defense. Secondly, we need to focus on those efforts to secure Baghdad. We need to apply whatever political and military strength we can in a coordinated fashion to ensure there's a stable government with operational control of its own territory, as well as secure borders so that Iran's not destabilizing that country.
Let's go on to the stem cell issue. What Menendez says is you voted for the idea of stem cell research but against funding it at the state level in New Jersey. Is that accurate?
No, every time I've had the opportunity to vote for embryonic stem cell research, I've voted for embryonic
including
stem
state
cell research.
Funding.
And, in fact, unfortunately, we could have had a ballot question supporting embryonic stem cell research this November, but could never pass the Democratic-controlled Assembly. I voted for embryonic stem cell research. But these are issues that...
Including funding it at the state level?
Yes. Putting bonds on the ballot, yes. This is the unfortunate thing that Bob Menendez is trying to do. He's distorting my positions because he's scared of his own record of corruption, of steering taxpayer monies into his own pocket. The fact he's under federal criminal investigation is something that is known by the people of the state of New Jersey. He personally enriched himself off of public service, and I believe that's wrong.
One other thing on the stem cell funding. Is there a distinction between voting for state funding of it and voting to put funding of it on the ballot as a ballot question for the voters? Is that a way of not actually voting directly for it? Is that ballot question something so that the legislature doesn't vote yes for the funding?
No, I voted, put it on the ballot, and I said that I would vote for it as a citizen of the United States and as a citizen of New Jersey.
You would vote for the ballot measure if it was on. Okay.
Yes. And I voted in favor of embryonic stem cell research every time I've had the opportunity. Three times as a member of the state Senate.
Menendez supports raising the minimum wage. He used that as one of the four issues that he kept mentioning against you. Do you support raising the minimum wage at the state or federal level?
I support raising the federal minimum wage $7.25.
So that's the same position as his.
But when Bob Menendez had his chance to do so, he voted against it because he was also voting against a variety of tax cuts, including welfare to work tax cuts, educational tax cuts. He had the opportunity this past June. Minimum wage could have been the law of the land, but unfortunately Bob Menendez voted against it.
The reason that many Democrats voted against it, as you know, is because it got linked by the Republican leadership with repeal of the estate tax. Would you have voted for those two together?
Yes. I believe we need to do whatever we can to make this state more affordable. 57,000 more people left the state last year than moved in from within the country. And that's because of the high taxes that exist in this state. And Bob Menendez is the only person in the world who's voted for the largest tax increase in American history and the largest tax increase in New Jersey history.
So there's an issue difference between you. You would vote to repeal the estate tax, and Senator Menendez would not, correct?
That's correct.
And on the president's tax cuts in general, he said here in his interview that he would vote to retain the middle class tax cuts, but vote not to make permanent those for the very rich.
Bob Menendez voted against every single tax reduction that he's had the opportunity to. He voted against the child tax credits. He voted against repealing the marriage penalty. He voted against a variety of tuition tax credits over the course of his tenure. He's the most liberal member of Congress when it comes to tax policy. He's voted, again, for the largest tax increase in American history. He voted for the largest tax increase in New Jersey history. And those are tax. And then this past summer, when we had a sales tax increase on the state level in the state of New Jersey, increasing the sales tax by 16%, Bob Menendez said it wasn't his problem. Well, I believe the affordability of the state of New Jersey is everybody's problem. And Bob Menendez has been on the wrong side of the affordability issue, the tax issue, his entire tenure in office.
State Senator Thomas Kane Jr., my guest on WNYC, as he runs to be U.S. Senator Thomas Kane Jr. The final of those four issues that he kept listing against you, privatization of Social Security. Do you support any kind of privatization of any percentage of Social Security?
No. But, of course, Bob Menendez is going to talk. I mean, this is an individual who raided the trust fund six times, a practice that Daniel Patrick Moynihan called embezzlement. This is Bob Menendez voted to give Social Security benefits to illegal workers, and then to the tune of $50 billion. Then Bob Menendez voted to increase taxes on individuals who received Social Security on incomes as low as $34,000. All of these actions make the trust fund less solvent. And Bob, we need an independent reformer, and I will be the independent reformer going down to Washington, D.C. to preserve Social Security, to fight to root out corruption at every level of government. Bob Menendez has embraced the broken system. He's an individual who steered $9 million of federal taxpayer monies to an organization from which he received $320,000 of rental payments, personally profiting off of his public service. He's now under federal criminal investigation because of these actions. The New York Times, yesterday, in the Sunday New York Times, talked about how as he sends money back to his district, that all too frequently the people who are the beneficiaries of those funds are his allies and his cronies. They were talking a great deal about the Bob Menendez Incorporated, essentially.
Let's talk about what you keep calling the federal criminal investigation into Menendez. He said in his interview that that's entirely false and misleading, that some of your allies filed an ethics complaint with the Senate Ethics Committee, and because a complaint is filed, they are required to investigate, and that's all this is. Do you dispute that account?
No, that's not true at all. What I'm talking about is the fact that the U.S. attorney and a federal grand jury issued a subpoena for Bob Menendez's records relating to how he steered $320,000 into his own pocket. These are taxpayer dollars going into Bob Menendez's own pocket.
Just to be clear for our listeners, is that the same issue as his being a landlord to a not-for-profit group that he helped get federal funding for?
Yes. But he is under federal criminal investigation because of what he's been doing as that landlord. And Bob Menendez admitted on George Stephanopoulos' This Week show that he was under federal criminal investigation. He then attacked the U.S. attorney and his allies, and his cronies attacked the U.S. attorney for the, quote, timing of the investigation. And just as we saw in the Star-Ledger this past weekend, a criminal defense attorney contacted the U.S. attorney on his behalf regarding this investigation. He is under federal criminal investigation. But in general, yes, he's under federal criminal investigation, but I've got one question for you. Tell me how it's right for a United States senator to secure federal funds for an organization that is paying him rent.
So it is
wrong on every level.
On the content of that, here's what he says. Press accounts from that year, the year that happened, say Menendez asked the Ethics Committee's opinion and was given clearance. And the woman whose name is mentioned in the Jersey Journal from that time as giving the clearance confirms that she believes today that there was no conflict of interest in that kind of landlord-tenant situation. What do you say to her?
First of all, when Bob Menendez, this story first broke, he said that an individual gave him clearance had conveniently died last October and then wasn't even on the committee at the time. But if Bob Menendez thinks that this is okay, or anybody thinks that this is okay, that's what shows Washington is so broken on both sides of the aisle. How could anybody at any level think that it's okay to allow a member of Congress to personally profit off of their public office? they steer a contract, they steer money to an organization that's paying them rent. As part of the lease agreement, the agreement said that if the organization ever lost federal funding, they would be able to avoid the lease. It's very clear that Bob Menendez steered money towards this organization. It's very clear that he increased their type of funding that they'd be available to while he was their landlord. 64% of this organization's funding came from federal monies.
And it doesn't matter that the woman who says she was really the one who was asked with the ethics committee. She doesn't remember if she was asked.
This woman, number one, doesn't even remember if she was asked. The second issue.
But it was reported in the press at the time that she was asked and she opined that it was not a conflict of interest. If someone in her position had said that to you, would you not have felt okay to proceed with the arrangement?
I never would have asked in the first place. It's wrong for an individual in public office to personally profit off of public service. This woman is a known Democratic activist, but everybody knows that the committees in Washington, D.C. on the ethics issues are shoddy, to say the least. That's why I've got a plan to clean up Congress. And part of what it takes is an independent ethics oversight body so that questions of these natures or questions of the Mark Foley scandal would go to an independent entity, not members of Congress policing themselves.
But
Bob Menendez never asked, even if he did ask at the time, never asked for a written confirmation. This is a, quote, phone call. But what type of individual in the first place thinks it's okay to allow for themselves to personally profit off of their actions in government?
This is 93.9 and AM 820 WNYC, WNYC.org. We have a few minutes left with New Jersey State Senator Thomas Kane Jr. running to be U.S. Senator Thomas Kane Jr. Menendez levels ethics charges back at you based on your campaign donors. He says you opposed legislation to ban smoking in casinos after accepting money from gambling interests. And he says you took campaign money from Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield while voting to give it a tax break. Want to address those?
Certainly. I've been leading the fight to root out smoking in the state of New Jersey in public places. I was the co-prime sponsor of the bill that did that. It took me 4 years to get it done. And I support rooting out that type of smoking. I'm now a co-sponsor of a bill that roots it out in casinos. So I'm proud of my record to try to have Smoke-Free Indoor Air Act passed and signed into the and become the law of the land. On the other issues, I vote against tax increases. And it's very important that we lead, because the state is simply becoming unaffordable for too many people. At the exact same time where pork barrel spending was increasing dramatically on the state level, where Homeland Security funds were given 93% to districts represented by members of the same political party, I thought it was important to stop tax increases.
Is it? Well, you voted for a tax cut. Is it morally different?
No, they were working to increase taxes.
On Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield?
I vote against tax increases.
Okay.
I believe it's wrong to increase the taxes on the hardworking families of New Jersey.
Is it morally different to, if he described the scenario correctly, take campaign money from Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield while voting to give it a tax break, morally different from what he did as a landlord?
I have never accepted a campaign contribution that has ever influenced my vote. There's a very clear difference between my actions in the legislature and Bob Menendez. Bob Menendez, number one, operates in a quid pro quo system. We have seen it again and again. And then what we have seen, because the New York Times has reported that he steered hundreds of thousands of dollars to former aides and lobbyists, he steered hundreds of thousands of dollars into his own pocket. His top aide, best friend since high school, was caught on tape shaking down an individual for a government contract using Bob Menendez's name.
Menendez says he never knew about that, and he fired the individual from his campaign when it came to light. Do you dispute that?
Bob Menendez still rents his campaign finance office from this individual. This person, Bob Menendez, said he's still maintaining his personal relationship with this individual. I believe that's wrong.
Okay. We're just about out of time, and I know you have to go, and you have a lot of other things to do on this busy day, about a week before Election Day. Last question, and kind of the big picture in this race as it's neck and neck in the polls here so close to the election. Analysts tend to say Menendez would be walking away with this race in Democratic-leaning New Jersey were it not for the ethics charges. So is your central campaign message, he's closer to your positions on the issues, but I'm liberal enough for New Jersey, and he's corrupt?
What I'm saying is that corruption is a major issue. If an individual can't, you know, if an individual believes it's okay to personally enrich himself off of public service, as my opponent does, then how, when the real issue, other issues are coming up to the fore, whether it be on anything from national security to entitlement reform, how do we know that an individual is making their decisions for the right reasons? Bob Menendez is now under federal criminal investigation. He's personally enriched himself off of public service. I think that makes him unfit to serve in the United States Senate, and I will go down to Washington, D.C. as an independent reformer who will lead the fight to make our state more affordable, to ensure that we have homeland security funds, to root out corruption at every level of government, and make sure we've got real immigration reform. Bob Menendez has a disturbing pattern of poor judgment, and I don't think the citizens of the state of New Jersey can afford that in their next United States Senator.
Tom Kaine, Jr., state senator, hoping to be the next U.S. senator from the Garden State. Thank you so much.
Thank you.